We're up to Hinei Kol Inyan Hagaiva. We're speaking about the various midos that a person has to be careful to cleanse himself completely of. And the first one he's going to discuss is Gaiva, haughtiness. Okay, and we explained last week, and I see that the Mefarshim here all mamish point to this Inyan. And that is the following. There's nothing wrong with a person recognizing his milas. In fact, there's something very wrong if a person doesn't realize what his milas are. And that's not gaiva. That's called self-esteem, like we spoke about last week, that self-esteem is the foundation of Avodas Hashem. Right? Thinking that you're worth something and that you have tremendous potential and talent and whatever. And however, you don't think that you therefore are entitled because of that, but you understand that the Rabbanu Shem gave you this ability, and it gives you responsibility. That is not gaiva. That's recognizing your strong points, your attributes, your talents, abilities, capabilities, and realizing that the Rabbanu Shem gave you for a purpose and you have to live up to them. Gaiva is where you feel entitled. I'm great, and therefore I deserve this, that, or whatever. That's gaiva. You see that Mr. Sharm says it almost openly. He says like this: He may call inyan hagaiva huzeh shehaadam machshiv atzmo biatzmo. He considers himself important intrinsically. I made myself important, right? Not that the importance was given to me. The milas I have were given to me by the Rabbanu Shem. Uvilvavo yidme ki lo nava sehila. And therefore he feels he's entitled. Well, people should recognize that and praise me. Right? I deserve to be praised. And what's the word? There's another word for it. Whatever. Well, acknowledge that, you know, that I'm somebody special. V'omnam ze yochel limshoch misvaros rabos mischalfos. Right? And there's many reasons why people would feel like that. Some people feel like that because they're smart. So I'm smart, therefore I deserve people to recognize that I'm smart, right? And give me the honor I deserve because I'm smart. Some people aren't too bright, but they're very handsome or pretty, and they walk around, you know, with their noses in the air, that everybody should recognize the fact that I'm handsome and pretty, and therefore give me the proper attention. Some people consider themselves very respectable, refined people, right? And therefore they deserve respect and command respect from others because people should recognize how refined and respectable they are. Some people consider themselves great, right? They're really important people, right? VIPs. So I deserve the recognition of a VIP, right? And some people consider themselves smart. I guess the difference between Baal Seichel and Chacham, right, is the following. A Chacham is somebody who has a lot of book knowledge. So I'm a nuclear physicist. I learned a lot, and therefore respect me because of all the knowledge that I have. A Baal Seichel doesn't necessarily have to have a lot of book knowledge, but he's a very wise person, common sense wise. Right? There are a lot of people who have a lot of book knowledge and are total idiots. Okay? I mean, you can see that they can't deal with things in a logical way. And there are people who have a lot of common sense and are, what's it called, pretty ignorant when it comes to anything else. They don't have any book knowledge, but they're wise people. So Baal Seichel is somebody who's wise, and a Chacham is somebody who is smart, right, book-wise. Klal Shadavar, Kol Echad Min Advarim Atovim Shiba'olam, Im Yachshov Ha'adam, Sheyeshno Bo, Harehu Mesukin Miyad Lipo B'Shachaz Eshel Gaiva. As soon as a person recognizes that he has some Mila, he's in danger. He could use that recognition in a proper way, like we said, or he could use it in a negative way. He could feel responsible because he has that mila, and be makir tova to the Rabbanu Shem for giving it to him, and realize that that creates a certain responsibility. Or he can decide that he deserves now to be acknowledged, and he's entitled because of that, and take the credit for himself and fall into the trap of gaiva.
It seems black and white, by the way. Is it, would you say
coming from South Africa, that's
a person who doesn't believe so much. I mean, does that mean to say, but he doesn't acknowledge it comes from Hashem because he's an atheist, or whatever, he doesn't believe, agnostic. Does that mean he hasn't got the capability of being a person of self-esteem without the gaiva because he doesn't acknowledge it from Hashem?
No. Let's give him the credit like this. Unless he doesn't believe in God. But he believes that, you know, whatever, maybe nature empowered him with this, right? It's not just that I created this because there are people who did the same things I did and didn't learn as much because they weren't born with the IQ that I have. So even a person who doesn't believe that God gave him that IQ, doesn't believe that he, you know, went out and bought it himself or dug it in the ground and mined it or whatever, he actually was born with it. And other people were born with a lower IQ. So if it leads him to feel like, you know, well, I didn't create this, so I didn't, even if I'd learned a million different things, but if I would have been born with a low IQ, I wouldn't have been as smart as I am now. So I understand that I have to use that power in a positive way. So he can still be an onav. That doesn't make him a maimon, but I don't think it's limited only to people who believe it came from the Rabbanu Shlom. Even though the Medrash says, and that's what we're going to mention, that there are three matanos tovos that the Rabbanu Shlom gave in the world. And if you have one of them, you really have everything. One of them is chachma, right, wisdom. The other one is wealth. And the third one is chachma and ashirus and gvura, strength. That could be strength of character or physical strength. And if you have any one of them, they could lead to the others. Physical strength can lead you to make a lot of money, and to, when you have a lot of money, you're a chacham anyway. Everybody thinks you're a chacham, right? And or chachma can bring you to make money and to be a gibor and so on. He says, and the Medrash says, when is that? When they are presents from the Rabbanu Shalom. But if a person grabs them, then they're worthless. So we always ask, how can you grab it? I mean, if the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't give it to you, you don't get it. Now the obvious answer is, it means that you acknowledge that. If you acknowledge that they're presence from the Rabbanu Shel Olam, then you'll realize that they were given to you, and you have a responsibility to use them properly, and you can get everything with these gifts. If you think that you grab them, and then you'll take the credit for yourself and feel entitled, then there's a problem. But again, it doesn't have to be necessarily they're present from the Rabbanu Shel Olam, but there's something that I didn't create. And therefore, I have it, I have to feel grateful for having it and use it properly instead of feeling entitled because of it. Because it's not my doing. Okay. Achachrei shekava ha'adam belibo heyosov chashuv v'roy l'tehila. Once a person makes up in his mind, he has this idea that he's important and he deserves praise. Now he deserves people to take notice and acknowledge his greatness. V'lo tiyya ha'told ha'tolod ha'yotzis v'nachshov ha'zos achas belvad. Then there are many expressions of gaiva. There are many different bali gaiva, right, that express their gaiva in various ways. Okay, some people express their gaiva by being humble, right? The I had a bala boss in Miami who told me I tried being humble, but it never brought me the recognition that I wanted. So. But some people like Badafka, you know, act humbly, and that's their way that they're gaiva, that they want to show off that they're humble people. So he says, therefore, there's a lot of different ways of expressing that feeling that I'm special and I deserve attention and recognition. So how do you get that attention and recognition? Elatolus rabos mishunos teitzenami mena vafilu hafchios nimtzavet. Sometimes you find mamish opposite things that the way of people express their gaiva. But they all come from the same source, that people feel they're special and they deserve to be have given attention. So how they get that attention is all different kinds of ways. For instance, by one person who is about gaiva, he says, he feels that he really deserves recognition because he's really special in the thing that he's really smart, he's really rich, he's really a gibor. Okay, so therefore, since he is so special, he really should act in a way that's special, that people should recognize that he's special, because if he didn't act in a special way, people won't recognize it. Roy Logam Ken Shisnai Bederach Miyuchad Veroshim Bekovad Rav. I saw that, who says this? Rav Cheskel Levenstein? Yeah, I think so. He says that we're in a worse madrega today. He said these are talking about people who really have something special about them, except that they abuse it and what's it called, and expect people to recognize whatever. We're holding madrega, we have nothing special about us, but we think we're special. Right? That's even a worse madrega, where you really have nothing. It says the Ribbono Shel Olam hates a dal geya. A guy who's rich has a bal gaiva. Okay, so the Ribbono Shel Olam understands, you know, it's not a nice thing, it's not a good thing. But lemaisa, you have what to be haughty about. Right? But lemaisa, what's it called, to have, not to be such a rich guy, and to think you're rich, right, is a worse thing. There you're living in delusion. Not to be so smart and to think you're smart, right? And to say that, well, I deserve recognition for my brains, when you don't really have that much altogether, that's really a bad. That it says the Ribbono Shel Olam can't stand a poor person who's haughty. Right? If you're rich already, okay, I understand it. But if you're poor, what are you haughty about?
So, it's even about a guy.
Right. Okay, so there, what's it called? So that's what he says. So now he says, so how do people do that? So he says, so a guy thinks he needs to act special, that people recognize that he's special. So what does he do? Bein belechto, so yisnai b'derab miyuchad v'roshim b'kovad rab. He'll function in a way that, you know, that commands respect. Bein belechto, bein b'shifto, bein b'kumo, b'divuro v'chomaisim. The way he walks, and the way he sits, and the way he talks will reflect the fact that he's, you know, really somebody special. Lo yelech el benachas gadol, ikvo b'tzad gadol. He'll walk very, very slow, you know, what's it called? That people should take notice that this is somebody, you know, this is not the run-of-the-mill person. He doesn't just walk through the streets. This guy, you know, what's it called? You have to take notice of him. He's walking in a real respectable way, like you do to graduation, you know, toe to heel or whatever. Lo yeshev, and the truth is, the people who do this, they don't get any covered for it. People laugh at them behind their back. Right? If you're really a smart balgaiva, you'll act humbly so people won't know that you're a balgaiva and they'll give you the cover that you want. But if you're a foolish balgaiva, you'll act in a way that looks ridiculous and you think you're going to get covered for it when people are laughing behind your back. So if you really want to get the respect that you think you deserve, you should at least try to act like another, not the other way. Okay. Lo yeshev el aparkton. Right, he'll sit, you know, with his back, you know, like he's sitting, you know, at the Seder. Lo yokum el ma'at ma'at kenochash. He won't get up right away, but very slowly, so everybody recognizes, you know, that this guy is really mechubedik, a person special. Lo yedabrim akol and nichdei. I won't speak to everybody, right, only to important people, but otherwise, you know, it's beneath my dignity to lower myself to talk to the peasants, you know, common people. Even with the important people, he won't say a lot of things. He'll just, you know, little hints or whatever, a letter here or there to show that, you know, that he's somebody special. You know, I don't just stop and converse with people, but if you want a little hint of my wisdom, I'll be willing to hint to you, and then you'll have to go and think what I meant. Kimamori hatrofim, like the trofim, like people, you know, people who read your hand, palm readers or whatever, they don't tell you all things. I see this, I see that, or whatever. And the gambe namely yidaber marzon kimamori hatrofim v'chol shar ma'isa b'tenuosa pulosa b'macholo b'mishta mabusha v'chol drachav yisnag b'kvedus gadol. So part of being a balgaiva is functioning in a very heavy way, not to be a zaris. I think the idea is that Zrisus, the Nesus Hasharim said, comes from the Neshama being the dominating factor. The Neshama is like a flame. It's constantly moving. The body is very heavy. So if you're more focused on your body, you're more lazy, heavy, slow. If you're more focused on your Neshama, but if you focus on your Neshama, then you're not focused on your Gaiva. Your Gaiva is all the things, the physical things are out. So the more you focus on those physical things, the heavier you are. So you walk slowly and you talk slowly and you get up slowly, right? And you don't do things quickly, because quickly people don't recognize who you are. But if you really do it slow, then people have to, you know, what's it called, really take in consideration who you are or whatever. They may not like it because you're doing everything so slowly and methodically or whatever. And the reason you're doing it is to show off, to show who you are. You go like your whole body's laid out of lead, right? Some of Evan or Chol, and your bones are like your stone or sand. The Yimtze Geya Acher Sheyachshov Shlefishu Roy LeTehila for Rav Amayil Sor Sheyeh Margis Haoretz. Then there's some people who are not like that. This is one kind of Balgaiva, the guy who draws attention to himself by acting in an extreme refined way, okay, extra refinement, slow, whatever. Then there's a guy who gets attention to himself because he makes a big tumult wherever he goes, right? There's plenty of people around like that. That's the Israeli style of right, make a tumult. You're a tumbler. This is no good and that's no good, and you make a fight over here and a fight over there, and you're always, what's it called, making a tumult, right? You're a tumbler, right? So people get attention to themselves by being a tumbler. But nothing can ever be quiet and calm, and you always have to be the guy who's attacking this one or attacking that one or making some kind of big machlokas or a new chumrah that nobody's doing, and you have to, right? That's also a way of gaiva. Margis oris for shakol yirashu mipanda. Nothing can be calm. Everything has to be a tumult. Kilo yeo shiaharsu b'nei adam v'dabrim mo v'akish b'nei adam. Chasda shom, somebody should talk to me? Give it to him. What's it called? Who do you think you're talking to? Right? So you give it to the person or whatever. V'im yapilu lalo shimo v'yivali b'kolo. If they have the chutzpah to try and approach him, right? He yells at them or whatever to make sure that they know who they're dealing with. U'boruach shvas of yehomeh. Ba'anus lohem azus. Yeah, he's a mechutzah. He answers with chutzpah, whatever. Like, you know, how do you dare to approach me or to speak to me or whatever? Uponav zoafos b'chol esu b'chol shoah. And he always looks, what's it called, angry. Right? He's an angry person all the time. People are afraid to come near him because he's they're afraid he'll erupt like a volcano. That's another kind of balgaiva. So a person like that draws attention to himself by being a tumultuous, what's it called, aloof kind of person that feels that, you know, nobody can approach him. The yesh geya acher sheyachshov b'libo shekvar hu kol kach gadol u'mechubed at sheyefshel lekavod sheyisparish mimenu v'eino tzar l'klal. There's another guy who's such a big balgaiva, he feels that there's no more kavod they could possibly get. He couldn't get what he really deserves, so therefore he'll be an onav. Right? That was the guy that I told you about. He always tried to be an onav, but he never got the right recognition he wanted from it. So it says this guy feels he's so great, like, what do I need kavod for, right? I'm the epitome of kavod. So therefore he's an onav because he's a big balgaiva. Therefore, he'll act in such a way that will bring him shame from people, because he feels it doesn't make a difference what I do. I'm so intrinsically about kavod that nothing could impugn or affect or take away from my great stature. So what does he do? He'll act in such a way that he's an unbelievable amav, right? He'll dress in a way that, what's it called, brings him a ridicule, and he'll, what's it called, act in a way that's crazy or whatever, and he'll feel that, and he'll what's it called, he'll go kiss the hands of Amaratzim or whatever to show that, you know, I'm there's nobody lower than me. But he really means to say, there's nobody greater than me, and I could act even in this lowly way, and it doesn't detract from my greatness. The libo misnasi bekir balemor ani kol kach ram the kol kach nichbad shikvar any tzarich lekavod. I don't need kavod, right? I'm the epitome of kavod. So I can act in a way that's very lowly, and it doesn't affect me, because in my heart I know that I'm beyond all of this, right? This doesn't, right? That's for little people who need COVID. But I don't need COVID because I'm the epitome of COVID. Therefore, I can give up and act like a real anav because it won't take away from my real greatness. Shikvar rav hu etzli the imtze. Okay, that's another kind of balgai. Okay, so those are three examples of people who express the same thing. They're looking for attention. They're looking to make the point, I'm special. So special can be extra refined. Special can be extra mean and cantankerous, or special can mean extra lowly, right? They give some other mishalim, which we'll get to in the session next week.